Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Saint Germain, when I grew up, I was raised in an organized church of Catholicism. And when I grew up, we learned to recite prayers, the Lord's Prayer and the Hail Mary. And most of the prayers that I would recite were worshipful, or I asked or sometimes begged for what I wanted. And that reflected the idea that I thought that God was outside of myself, and I thought that I was just a poor sinner who could only be redeemed through prayer. Now, through your teachings and others, I realize that we are, in fact, each divine beings, that we are individual expressions of God having a human experience. So now that my understanding of who I am has changed, it raises the question of, then, what is prayer? And what would be appropriate prayer? So I wanted to talk about that today. What would be the response to what is prayer for someone who is an individual expression of God, and what would be appropriate prayer?
You're all in the process, as we have mastered within the higher realms, to master the manipulation of energy. What you're experiencing being human is through your emotive feeling, your emotions, creating a thought, creates an action, creates your reality all the time. So whatever your emotion or your thought is silent or verbally expressed is a form of energy that's sent out into your lives and out into your nation and out into your world to affect a specific manifestation. You have terminologies called prayer. You have terminologies called meditation. It has been in many metaphysical formats explaining that prayer is a request of something outside of yourself to allow something to happen. Call it God, call it all that is, call it Source, whatever you wish to call it. And that meditation is a means of listening to the response. What you're in the process of mastering now is that actually, none of that is necessary. You're beginning to realize that the relationship with self and the containment of the energy within yourself is really what is creating your life. That you are creation experiencing itself in your vernacular. You are God experiencing him or herself. You are the universe in reality experiencing itself. And that is the divine nature of who you truly are. Does that help you?
Yes, we are creation experiencing itself.
What does that mean? The problem with humanity is, largely, humanity does not believe this. These are words stuck within the mental body. These are words that have not transmuted into your knowing heart, allowing you to think with your heart and to know this is true. So when there is fear, doubt, or ignorance, which are the monsters of humanity, nothing happens. When you're fearful, when you're doubtful, when you're unknowing, when your ignorance moves into stupidity. Only through accepting who you really are, and where you came from, which is often lacking within your historical information, because your misinformation is formidable. There has been very little truth within your world. Right now you're hearing the expression fake news. Humanity has a unique ability to create something called fiction and to create religions and governments and corporations and other organizations around that fiction, around that story, if you will. Now, that does not mean that these organizations do not do some good, but most of them have done more ill will than good when you really look at the balance sheet. So you're in the process of really mastering who you really are as a divine spiritual being, having a human experience, having the self-empowerment through self-love to manifest whatever it is you wish to intend or want within your life and reflect that out to others in a collective community of love, equality, harmony, and balance. Does that help you?
Well, it does, and I hope I am there, but I realize how daunting it is for most people. I was
beloved student. Shift your hoping into intending. Be impeccable with the word at all times within your manifestation. This is one of the lessons in being human you're in the process of mastering. The impeccability of your word reflecting the emotions and thoughts behind those words. Do you understand?
Well, what I wanted to make an observation about was I was recently listening to some religious leaders being interviewed, and one was a rabbi, one was a Catholic priest, and I can't remember who the third person was, but every single one of them talked as though God was outside of ourselves. And the only observation I want to make is that that is the message that most of mankind hears, the drumbeat of that continually. So it's hard to think of us as being creation experiencing itself.
Well, obviously, it's more than that. It's more than God is outside of yourself, but those religions also often teach erroneously that they're the only connection to God, creating massive duality and separation, which has created the wars and the killing that have taken place through the name of God, the Inquisition, the Crusades. Hundreds of millions of people have been murdered, have been destroyed within the name of a religion simply saying, I am the only path, I am the true path to what you call God. Not realizing you are God.
Yes, indeed. And of course, that just raises the contrast between what you're saying and how we were raised to worship these higher authorities called gods, you know.
Jesus, if God is all there is, which all of those religions profess, and beloved students and friends, you're it.
Right. Well, what I loved about what you were saying about we are creation experiencing itself, that is such an empowering thought, because we're not worshiping something else. It empowers us to be God, to function as
and
God.
What requires that is a loving, healed relationship with self, is why the archangelic realm, such as Michael, have made such a dedicated effort to bring that teaching of the healing of self within to the human experience. That, at the moment, is what is impeding the truth and preventing the escalation of your ascension process.
When I was asking about prayer, you were talking about the fact that as masters of energy, which is what we're all working to do, that we empower ourselves to, in fact, do that, to be empowered creators ourselves.
Exactly. To connect with that divine spark within each and every one of you, which is the reason that you are here, to rediscover that, to refound that, to know that, to learn how to connect to that, and to honor it, and understand it as the most sacred aspect and portion of yourself, or you wouldn't be here. The timeline on that is coming to fruition, and more of humanity is waking up to this reality, and understanding the role that these organizations called religions and governments and now recently corporations are really playing within the impediment of that process. They're attempting to control something they did not create. And that will never work.
Is there an affirmation or a mantra or something to help focus our minds and thoughts on creating that idea of we are the creator experiencing itself?
Yes. I am the creator creating all the time. I am the creator creating all the time. That employs the I am presence. I am the creator creating all the time. And taking responsibility for that truth rather than shaming and blaming mom and dad or an employer or a partner or a friend or another organization that you most likely have attracted into your life to learn what it is you need to learn about yourself. Do you understand?
I am the creator creating all the time. That's a wonderful thought for us to finish this interview with. Thank you so much, Saint Germain, for sharing your wisdom.
You're welcome.